Blog Talk Radio.
100 outside, the heat index, I put a post out there, the heat index was like 110. When it feels like it's 110, you don't want to do anything outside, anything. So I was in Columbia, South Carolina doing my day gig. I basically got half naked, got up in there and the hotel with the AC blowing and just chilled. And I loved it. But I knew I had to come back and give my fans that rough, rugged, and raw. So I'm back. I'm back in the A, making it do it my way. So I'm about to give you that rough, rugged, and raw, only on that 924 network. Callers, you want to hit me up at 347-857-3969. I can't believe I'm forgetting my number. It's been 2 weeks. Once again, hit me up at 347-857-3969. So when I put the show out, I initially said I was going to do a show on relationships, money, and children. But as I was doing my research, family, I realized there's so much I got to talk about, I'm going to have to break that up into two shows. So this show is going to be all about the money, all about the cheddar, the paper, the dinero. It's going to be money. Money, 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 money. Money. If I'd had time, I'd have came up with a lot of sound bites with all about the money. Actually, I do have some sound bites about the money, but it's all about the money. It's the money episode, friends, family, and freaks. So we're going to go in and we're going to talk about money, money and relationships, money and how do you deal with it when people have, when folks got too much money. We're going to talk about gold diggers.
You're a goddamn disgrace.
I know. It's a disgrace to have gold diggers. But you know what? I actually found an article that justifies gold diggers. That's right. Justifies gold diggers. So I'm going to definitely talk about that as well. And but, you know, it's all about the money.
Show me the money!
No, I didn't hear what you said, homie. Let's do it.
Show me the money!
So it's all about showing that money, okay? It's that money, money, money episode. We're going to talk about if your partner is making more than you, making less than you, how do you deal about it? See, money is one of those difficult issues. It's one of those really hot topics. It's just like sex. You know, you want to be mentally compatible, spiritually compatible, physically compatible, financially compatible, educationally compatible, sexually compatible. It's one of those fixtures in life that you have to be compatible with. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have to. It's something we have to talk about. It's one of those taboos that people don't want to talk about, is their money. And true enough, I don't want to, when I'm on a date, I don't want to talk about money. But it's something that if you really want to get something to know somebody, it's something that in time you're going to have to talk about money situations. So we're going to definitely discuss that. We're going to discuss all that and much, much more. Once again, hit me up at 347-857-3969. Once again, 347-857-3969. Oh, I just love my number. Don't you? So I wanted to get this out the way. Lord mercy, we got to talk about these gold-digging hoes, you know? So from the beginning of time, ladies and gentlemen, they always been the haves and the have-nots. They have always been people with financial wealth and people who want financial wealth. All right? Throughout time, for the first part of the millennia or so, if not further, the male population had, there were some elitists who had monetary wealth, and these elitists wanted to flaunt this wealth. Now, remember, I just said that you have to be compatible in so many different areas, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, sexually, financially, educational-wise. You want to be kind of connected, compatible. Well, there are individuals who may not be compatible in all of those areas, but they got money. So if when there's ever been, and this is in history, men who've had money, they've been women who went after the men who had money. Now, fast forward to 2015, you know, these ladies have taken many, 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 many names, but I guess the most familiar one in 2015 is the gold digger, okay? And doing research, I actually went on websites that promotes gold digging. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, these ladies have their own websites. They have events, cruises, might I add, actual cruises where rich older men, actually get on these cruises to pursue younger women, and vice versa. These younger women are looking for financial stability. Now, you know, with entertainment, these gold diggers have always been out the athletes or entertainers, and to the athletes, to the gold diggers' credit, they've done a splendid job of exploiting the athletes, i.e. baby mamas, i.e. Five kids, four baby mamas. I'm just being nice. I mean, there's some athletes, we won't mention their names, who have 8 or 9 children and just as many baby mamas. Entertainers the same way. So they have done an excellent job on achieving their goal of financial stability to a certain extent. And me being in Atlanta, there is not a shortage of ladies who would love to be financially stable at the cost of an older, rich man. So I have to say, I was reading this article, and they were actually defending the gold digger. So I want my listeners to see, I want y'all to listen, and let me know, is this valid? Does this have any merit? Or are they just full of shit? All right? So I'm going to read you some experts and some excerpts of in defense of gold diggers. All right? Now, the article says that gold diggers have a bad rap. All right? Supposedly, all they care about is finding men, male victims with money and bleeding them dry. They pretend to love a man, but they really love is his wealth. All right? These predatory gold diggers do exist. They do exist, okay? But this article is saying that's a small minority of the gold-digging women. Okay? The gold-digging women, it says it's a small minority. Now, this article also points back for thousands of years, women have considered financial security to be one of the most important qualities in seeking a potential mate, which is true. When finding a potential mate, ladies, you want stability, security. You want a man that's going to protect. Be there for you in many areas. So finding a man who's financially stable is nothing new, ladies. It's nothing new. It's been in every culture. And because of that, the woman who's looking for financial stability and security seeks to find these men. I say that to say that women who value financial security as a top priority in seeking males, is that wrong? Is that any? It's a double-edged sword. It's how do you want to put it? If women want to find men who are financially stable and men want to find women who are physically attractive, then there is a supply and demand. If I can be real with you for a minute on Sports Talk, no, not Sports Talk, good Lord, got me tripping, on the 924 Network, your boy Jay Flizzle, Jay Floyd, just that dirty after dark, yum, yum. So please don't pretend that men don't flaunt their money. All right, I'm not naive, and ladies, let's not be naive here. Men do flaunt their money. They flaunt their wealth. God knows men flaunt their wealth. Insecure, inadequate, superficial, shallow men flaunt their wealth. Now, ladies, just because you're a billionaire, a man's a billionaire, doesn't necessarily mean he's a good catch. Insert Donald Trump. I'm going to leave that alone. But men, from the beginning of time, they always had to flaunt their shit. It's called flossing. It's called, you know, putting that flash out there. Put it all on Front Street. It ain't, what is it? The rapper said, it ain't tricking if you got it. So from the beginning of time, men have always tried to flaunt their wealth. I'm sure going back to the Egyptian times and even further back than that, to the Syrians and the Babylonians, the brother with the biggest chariot and the biggest house probably got the most women. So I see the point. And women are attracted to power, fame, and fortune, just as men are attracted to beauty. They're attracted to beauty. So I see her. I see this person's point. It's a classic trade-off. So she's basically trying to say that men and women need to get off their high horse and understand that women often trade their beauty for a man's wealth. If a woman has been, you know, she's a beautiful woman, What's that saying? You got to use what you got to get what you want. Ladies, I want y'all ladies to hit me up. Hit me up and tell me. Hit me up at 347-857-3969. Tell me, is there any time in your life that you ain't used your beauty to get something or to get out of something? Okay? Men are visual creatures to begin with. So you know we will. You all you got to do, show us the goods or be flirtatious, and we'll compromise. So I'm not defending the gold diggers, but I will say this. Men have been flaunting wealth since the beginning of time, and women have used their beauty to be a part of that. It's not going to change. It will never change. Most women will deny that money is one of the most important characteristics to defining romantic partner. But come on now. I'm going to be kind of explicit when I say this. A rapper said, broke niggas move to the left. So if you broke, men and women don't want to do anything with you. And I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about that later in the show. Women, how do you deal with a man who makes less money than you? And men, how do you deal with a woman who makes more money than you? So I'm not defending the gold digger. But let's stop playing these games, okay? Every woman has a preference. Every woman has a preference. And I've heard it time and time again. Some women like tall men. Some women like built men. Some women like educated men. Some women like financially stable men. Some women like, you know, every woman has a preference, just like every man has a preference. So if a woman's preference is money, a man who is financially stable, now, does that mean just because he's financially stable, he's going to spend his wealth on her? That remains to be seen. You know, and rich men don't mind having eye candy next to them. It gives them a sense of entitlement. It's funny. It's just another way of flossing, tricking, fronting, whatever they want to say. It gives a man more machismo. It's been around for thousands of years. A man who has gorgeous women by his side, he's not doing it because he's a smart, intelligent, sophisticated, suave guy. He's doing it because he's flaunting money. And they are looking to get some. Do I think it's wrong? Morally, yeah. But I gotta place blame on both sides. I gotta place blame on the fellas. It ain't tricking if you got it. But why are you tricking to begin with? And I gotta place blame on the ladies. Know your self-worth, ladies. Come on, are you serious? You actually showing off the goods, coming up with websites, going on cruises, sugar daddy parties, sugar daddy cruises, sugardaddy.coms, golddigger.coms. For real? Is it that serious? That's the epitome of thirsty. That's the epitome of thirsty. You know? But women, I must say this. Y'all, you look for men who are honest, intelligent, good sense of humor. Does money play a factor? Does a man who's financially stable play a factor? Or just say, forget it up. I'm being nice. Does a man, just because a man's rich, does that play a factor? A man can be financially stable and not be rich or wealthy. You know what I'm saying? So let's put it out there. But hey, I could talk about these gold diggers for the rest of the show. But anyway, I'm going to have to take a quick commercial break. When I come back from the break, we're going to go in. We're going to go in on some other issues. And it is what it is. Only on Sports Talk. Now, oh, see, I keep saying Sports Talk. I need my fam to wake me up. It's not that anymore. It's all about Dirty After Dark, the 924 Network. See, my mind is on this.
Show me the money!
It must be all about Show Me the Money. Only on that 924 Network, Dirty After Dark. I'll be back. I'll holler at you.
me and work my nerves to the bone. Jerk me, find another and push me alone. But it taught me one thing, that love is deceived. You got that phony love where you giving and receiving. But things are different now. I put that all behind me, I'm sure this time.
We're back, Dirty After Dark. It's your boy Jay Flizzle, Jay Floyd. Give me that rough, rugged, and raw haul that you've never heard before. It's the money, 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 money edition. And I'm your boy Jay Flizzle, Jay Floyd. And it's all about the money, baby. It's all about the dinero.
Show me the money!
So before the break, I talked about the gold digger. All right, ladies. So, ladies, I want to ask y'all. I want to ask you a question. To all my ladies, does a man's salary matter? Does it really matter? Okay. Even in a day when women often earn more than men, do you still prefer to date a man with a sizable paycheck? Does his money matter when dating? Or does his status, let's say, hey, he could be a hot doctor or a hot lawyer, but he'd be broke as hell. Is it his, what matters to you? Now, granted, everybody has their preferences, lady. Like I said, some ladies like tall men. Some ladies like a man with a little color to him. Some ladies have a bald head, dreads, short hair. Every woman has a preference. Women are attracted to intelligence. Women are attracted to men who are spiritually grounded. Women are attracted to so many different things. So there is a lane for practically every single man. So, fellas, there's no reason no reason that a fella has to be single, because there's a woman out there that will love you regardless. Short, tall, skinny, broke, wealthy, there's a lane for everybody. But I guess for this episode, we're trying to figure out why, if it still matters. Is money still an issue with women? Is his salary still important? Or is it his occupation that drives a woman? If a man has a limited budget, is he limited to getting to know you? Is he less significant? What are the upsides of dating a man with the money, but what are the downsides of dating a man with money? I'm sure the upside of dating a man with money is obvious. Here's the part about it. You have the opportunity of doing more, going on more trips, going to more events, getting, of course, the lavish gifts and presents if he truly likes to flaunt his affection towards you. But ladies, let's be real. This is Rough, Rugged, and Raw Radio, 924 Network, your boy Jay Floyd. The downside to that is, ladies, if a man is giving you all those gifts, he probably thinks that you're property. He considers you his property. He's more than likely controlling, domineering, and if he gives you those things, he's going to expect something in return, okay? I often overhear women say, does he make money? Women want successful men, even if they're successful themselves. I understand you want a man who's compatible to you, okay? So a man who makes more money has the potential of giving you. But here's my deal. You know, that's where a lot of entertainers and artists and stuff try and prenups. You come in with what you got. I come in what I got. That way, if anything hits the fan, you leave what you got. I leave what I got. Now, that's not always the case. You know, hey, in California, hey, you get married in California and he becomes a superstar, she gets half. Because she's putting, that's that common law wife thing. I don't know, ladies. Do you think it is a priority? Is wealth, is his salary a priority to you? That's kind of the question. I don't know. I don't know in society. You know, in a perfect world, ladies, you want a man who's 6'2", 6'3". A good example was I was watching a TV1 commercial, and ladies, check it out. It's called Born Again Virgins, Born Again Virgin. And Eva from Top Model Eva, she gets on stage. She's like, I am all about the 666. First of all, that's the way she said it was just totally wrong. But she said, I'm all about the 666, a man that's at least 6 feet tall, a man with a six-pack abs, and a man who makes at least six figures. So, I mean, but she came across, I know she's an actress and it's a character, she came across as superficial. But she did say, hey, I like a man physically to be at least over 6 feet tall. I like a man physically to be very well put together, be physically fit. And if he's financially stable, if he's wealthy, making at least six figures, then that's even a plus. So two out of three was all about physical. What I'm trying to say is, ladies, are you more – what? I know women want to know what's inside a man's heart, what's inside a man's soul, what's his character. But physically, everybody has their own restrictions. Everybody has their own preferences. He has to be this tall. He has to look this way. He has to have this education. He has to have this job. He's got to be making this money. Well, all of those type of things, if you try to find that perfect man, you'll damn sure be lonely, ladies. You'll be lonely as hell. But you know what? This is 924. It's your boy, J. Floyd with J. Floyd. I'm going to flip the script a little bit. I'm going to talk about dating a woman who makes more than a man. And I got plenty of information on this. I have plenty of information. And then I got a crazy-ass guy in his story. I'll tell you in a second. So, fellas, I'm going to flip it. You know, with women having countless more opportunities than ever before, and with such a rise in women being successful, how do single men deal with dating a woman who make more than they do? I tell you, within the past 6 months, being a single man, I have ran across numerous women who never gave specifics, but are making six figures easily, who are very successful in their careers, business or otherwise. Business and, you know, entrepreneurs, or they're very successful. Ladies, just to let you know, I don't make six figures, just to put it out there. So if I just lost half my viewership, then that's cool. I'm cool with that. But what I don't have in financial resources, I make up in a thousand different ways, especially the bedroom. But anyway, that's a different story. We'll save that for another episode. But I will say that I could speak on this. Well, I could speak on it, but I'm a different breed. I'm a classic man. But men have this thing to still want to provide. Women, ladies, if you're dealing with a man who's superficial and shallow and he's got to flaunt his wealth, that's a turnoff to you, I'm sure. Same way with me. If a woman is superficial and shallow and has to flaunt her wealth, that's a turnoff for me as well. I don't care how much money she makes. If anything, I don't resent the fact that these women are very successful in their careers. I actually applaud them. And I find that is very appealing that they are, even against the odds of being a woman of color, of being a woman in general, to still be successful. That is a huge, huge attaboy, I should say. That's a quality. You know she's a go-getter. That should be applauded. Okay? Fellas, don't resent the fact that she's got her grind, because that's that ride or die chick if she's on her grind. Okay? Here's how you deal with a woman who makes more money with you, fellas. You could still, first of all, continue to be you. I said it. I'm going to say it again. Continue to be you, fellas. Continue to be yourself. What she found appealing. Now, see, just because you found out her financial situation, why should it have to change anything with the relationship? If she found you funny, charming, handsome, witty, smart, intelligent before this happened, then why should you change? So don't change a thing, bruh. Be you. That's what she was attracted to begin with. Okay? And just because she may have the financial stability does not mean that you still can't go get her gifts. And one thing, regardless of whatever financial tax bracket a woman is, a woman still wants to be treated like a woman, fellas. She still wants to be catered to. She still wants to feel, she still wants romance. She still wants love. She still wants passion, compassion. She still wants to feel like a woman. You could still give her bubble baths. You could still cook for her. You could still be that great, caring, loving, exceptional man, regardless of the income. Okay, fellas? All right? You should still, brothers, offer when you go out to pay. If she refuses, then you know, y'all can work out a compromise or something. All right. You say, hey, all right. I'll get it this time, you get it next time. Okay. All right. I pay for it, you pay for the tip. Okay. You can always work it out. Fellas, don't be discouraged in this, okay? Money is one of the leading causes of trouble in relationships. That's because people are not talking about it. People are not bringing it up. Relationships are not coming out with game plans. So, fellas, please, don't be intimidated. If anything, be supportive. If anything, you should appreciate and applaud that woman who's made it. And fellas, let me throw this at you. Just because she made it from a financial standpoint could still mean that she has issues, other issues she needs to work on, emotional, spiritual, financial. I know of some beautiful, beautiful, intelligent women who are financially wealthy but who are emotionally unstable. I know some financially wealthy women who are not necessarily physically attractive. I know some. So it's just because she's got it going on in one area doesn't mean she has it going on in all the other areas. That applies to men too, ladies. So brothers, don't be intimidated. What's that? Don't hate, appreciate, congratulate, support the situation. So it brings up this interesting article real quick. I know I got a few more minutes, so if I go over my time, please don't mind, okay? This brother, and yes, he's a brother of color, said in an article that he stopped dating because he doesn't make enough money. Ladies, can you hear that? Can you believe that? The brother stated that he stopped dating, period, because he doesn't make enough money to date, or he doesn't make enough money. He feels inadequate. See, before I even get into it, that's an insecurity issue. This brother says he's 34 years old, intelligent, he's got a degree, he's got a job, pretty well for himself, but he said he's well-traveled, well-versed. He says he doesn't want to date because he feels that women are just looking at him. He feels inadequate. He deemed this term, and I'm breaking out. This is crazy. He called them sophisticated ratchets. Sophisticated ratchets. And it's funny because I spoke to a friend about it today, saying the term sophisticated ratchet. He's stating that just because you have money doesn't make you a better person, insert Donald Trump. So this guy called it a sophisticated ratchet. Okay? This guy, I think he's insecure. My personal opinion, this guy right here is, because he doesn't want to date a woman because they make more money than him, then the player, the hustler, say, step your game up. And as you're trying to better yourself financially, just because you may not have the finance, you haven't obtained your financial goals, doesn't mean you, from a spiritual standpoint, a physical standpoint, an emotional standpoint, a sexual standpoint, you could still offer women a variety of things other than just your money. Brother, if you can't compete, that's like a short guy, a guy who's 5'4", says, I'm not going to date no more because brothers over 6 feet get all the good women. Kevin Hart, Jermaine Dupree, Prince, Tom Cruise, and the list goes on and on and on and on. Men who've had a complex as far as their height have never, ever, Napoleon, who never, ever had a shortage of women. It's about confidence, bro. Whether you got $20 in your pocket or whether you got $20 million in a in a savings account, in a money market account. You shouldn't let those minor obstacles stop you from finding love. That's why he's single, 34 years old, and he's mad at himself. He needs to step his game up. That's what I would say. But anyway, hey, I'll be back. Rough, Rugged, and Raw Radio.
Show me the money!
I know, Jerry. Got to show him the money. But anyway, hey, I'll be back. Rough, Rugged, and Raw Radio. It's your boy, Jay Flizzle, Jay Floyd. And I'll holla. Jay Floyd, giving that Rough, Rugged, and Raw Radio. Only from 924. What's good, everybody? Had a little technical difficulty, but I'm back. Give me that Rough, Rugged, and Raw all day, every day. Hey, I'm back. Rough, Rugged, and Raw Radio, baby. 924 Network. Please, don't be disappointed. Don't be disappointed, ladies. Do not be disappointed. This is the third segment right here. This is where I go all in. I go as they say, I go 10 toes in, and I put my...
The time has come for someone to put his foot down, and that foot is me.
I know I'll be laying the smack of down, baby, and I'll be killing it, okay? If anybody don't like it, really.
Kiss my entire ass.
That'd be a lot of work to do. So, on this last segment here, I was going to talk about money and how to address it with your partner, how to talk about it, how to deal with it, some things you just don't want to tolerate. There's some money issues, ladies and gentlemen. If you see some traits in a potential mate, if it doesn't make dollars, it don't make sense. And if you see something that there's some red flags, you might want to walk away from. And I mean that in relationships and relating to money. And if you see what they do or how they handle their money, then that's a red flag, a complete red flag. So let's first talk about certain things that are just not cool, okay? People, I told you, it's one of those things that people just don't like to talk about. You know, it's funny that relationships can always talk about sex. They can always talk about other compatibilities. But nobody wants to talk about M-O-N-E-Y. And it's all about show me the goddamn money, okay? It's all about the money. So if you run across an individual who is, and it's funny because I've talked to and spoken to women who have seen these type of men, and they didn't see the red flags. Ladies, if this brother is more concerned with buying the newest PlayStation or Xbox, but he doesn't have his own personal transportation, nor does he have any living accommodations, that might be a red flag, ladies. The brother doesn't care about where he lives and doesn't care about any getting around or getting to his destinations, job or otherwise. But damn it, he got to have his damn Xbox and the new Warriors of War or the new combatant game or the new Madden 25 Triple XL, then there's a problem. Ladies, if a man, and fellas, this applies to the ladies too, if a woman and a man is more concerned about the way they look, and it's all about their fashion, and they got to have the flyest gear, and it's making them broke in the process, then that's another red flag. That's a red flag. Ladies, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know the difference in Prada purses and Birkin bags. I can probably tell the difference in a Gucci because I see the G, but I couldn't tell you the difference between an authentic and a fake. That's not my thing. I hear rappers naming off Gucci handbags and Prada shoes. And why, as a man, do you need to know what a woman's purses, the different distinctions between women's purses and shoes, is beyond me. But fellas, if a woman is more concerned with the way she looks than her own personal appearance as far as her health and things like that, those are signs, brothers. Sisters the same way. If he has to get this brother's going to the store to get 200 pair of dollar LeBrons and new Jordans, but like I said, he ain't got a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out, that's a wake-up call, ladies. That's a wake-up call. These people are not fiscally responsible, as they like to say. You got to be responsible with your money. You know, when people are talking about why am I always broke, I had a friend like that. I hate to put him on blast. Actually, he's an expert, but I had to put a friend like that. This brother would borrow money from me every single solitary week. So we got paid. You pay me back. He'll go on a, I would say, a 3-day binge of blowing money, and then he'll be broke again. Rent won't get paid, bills are behind, just everything. La-di-da-di, everything's behind. And the dude was making easily way more money than I am. What he was making, this guy was damn near making 6 figures. How can you be 6 figures broke? Because he was on some other stuff. I'm guaranteeing you. He was not fiscally responsible with his money. He spent more time with out there in the streets trying to turn corners than actually try to get his life together. He didn't necessarily have to have a special car or the best clothes, but he spent his money with trying to impress women. That was his downfall. So if you run across an individual like that, ladies, then that's a red flag. So let's get to the meat of this. If you're in a relationship, first you have to talk about the level of relationship equals to the level of money talk. So, and I'm going to say this, that if you and your boo are compatible and you're very in-depth about your sexual needs, spiritual needs, emotional needs, then you should be able to talk on a level as far as financial talk. You could talk about, this is Rough Brother and Raw Radio, you can talk about dick and pussy. You can talk about how many times you want him to bend you over and lick you and suck you and taste you. If you want to talk about all the times and all the freaky wild sex you're going to have, then you also be able to talk about budgets and financial planning. You should gradually increase the depth and the scope of the conversations based upon the relationship. Now, I'm saying if you just started a relationship, you should be talking about, you know, big trips and big purchases and savings and retirements. But as the relationship progresses, so does the level of the financial conversation. If a man is talking about doing big trips and doing big things with you and he just met you, then that's probably If a lady wants to know all about your bank account and y'all ain't knowing each other and y'all don't even have a connection yet, that's a red flag. The next thing you do is speak generally at first. You know, maybe talk about how your family views money. Maybe talk about the what if, what you do if you had $1 million. Another thing is just put stuff on the table, especially if you're in a serious relationship. Okay? You want to go in, especially ladies and men, if you're talking about eventually getting married or taking it to the next level, moving in together, building a foundation, you want to make sure that if the brother's not at 6 figures, if he's not over that, then if you're serious about the relationship, support him whatever field he is, or maybe ask him to do another field to where he can get to that level so that y'all can both go in on equal, stable ground. We're being rough. We're being real. Eddie Murphy talked about this when he did the lyrics. He said Johnny Carson had $300 million and his wife had $50. There is a huge, huge financial discord. So he may not be making 6 figures, but if you can support him and bring him up to that level, and vice versa, fellas, if you're making big money and you can bring her up to that level, and if y'all are on the same level to moving forward, that's where y'all need to be. But that's finding a person who has the right mindset, has the hunger to make it to the next level. You might have to support their dreams. you know, support what they want to do to make it to the next level, within reason, of course. Don't just talk about spending, okay? Don't just talk about spending. You need to talk about long-term savings, investments, retirement, and giving. And that's true. What are we going to do in the next 10 years as far as our long-term savings? What are you currently investing in, and what you're going to continue to invest in? What are we going to do with reference to retirement? And more importantly, what are we going to give to our children? What are we going to leave behind? All of those are what people with wealth talk about. Wealth, okay? There are going to be some disagreements, but then you should be able to find a compromise when you talk of these things. If somebody doesn't want to budge, then that could be a potential, and not to say a red flag, but they call it an orange flag. And you need to look for the orange flags. The orange flags are, I'm a spender, she's a saver. She's a nerd, I'm a free spirit. You should be able to find a compromise. If he likes to spend, see what his spending habits are. Okay, if she likes to save, what is she saving for? Think about that, brothers. Think about that. But you need to have these real talk situations. And that's what we need to do in order to be financially stable as a whole, as far as he, what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours. And this is when you're taking it to the next level. So, you know, I know I've only scratched the surface of this money issue. And like I said, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or complaints, please hit a brother up at 347-857-3969. But I will say, ladies, if you're dating a man who is not as financially wealthy as yourself, then that should be a discouragement. That should be, and he has all the other qualities, then you should be happy and you should move forward with that. And then with the right guidance, with the right mentorship, with the right things, he could be on your level. But it's also a yin and yang situation. He may not be financially where you want, but all the other things he may be, but you're not there. Let's just say he may be physically fit and you're not physically fit. He may be spiritually grounded and you're not spiritually grounded. Let's say he may have the education and background, but you don't have that. So there's always going to be a yin and yang. It's always going to be what your weaknesses are, his strengths, and vice versa. And that's what a true relationship is. Knowing that whatever my weaknesses are, and I'll be the first to tell you I have plenty, that are her strengths. And we can use that to better ourselves. And everybody wants to be a power couple, the Will and Jada, the Beyonce and Jay-Z. So you just got to do what you got to do to become that power team. You have to do what you got to do. You have to be financially responsible. You have to, you know, go the extra mile, and don't deal with individuals who are not taking care. Look, there are red flags out there. If a man's not taking care of his money, if a man's not taking care of his mind, if a man's not taking care of his body, if a man's not taking care of his spirit, then that should not be a man that you want to deal with. If a man's trying to improve on his body, improve on his mind, you know, we're never going to be where we want. We're never going to be perfect. We're never going to be at 100% in all categories. But as long as the man or the woman is better than themselves, that's all you need. I'll take a woman who's trying to better herself in all the categories, whether she's financially stable or not, because at least I know she's willing to improve and better herself. There could be a woman who's financially stable, but is an emotional, physical, spiritual trade wreck. Why would I want to deal with that drama just because she got money? And the same applies to you, ladies. If a man's got money and he's not using the money wisely, then he's a fool. What's that? A man, a fool and his money will surely depart. If a man's not spending his money wisely, I don't care how much money he has, he will eventually lose it because he's a fool. You know, if a man spends more money on his cars and his clothes and his houses than he spends on his family and his long term, then you don't need to mess with him. It'll be short money. It's called, that's what the rappers call it, being hood rich. There's a difference between being rich and wealthy. And let me break this down to you real quick. I know I've extended my time, but this is some serious shit. Rich is the material things you have right now. The cars, the clothes, the diamonds, the furs, the houses, the new this, the new that. Wealthy is what you can pass down to your family after you leave because you can't take it with you. We as people of color need to try to be wealthy and not try to be rich. There are plenty, plenty of rich people of color, but there are very, very few that are wealthy and can pass that down from generations to generations. The Rockefellers have done it. The Vanderbilts have done it. The Carnegies have done it. The Fords have done it, and the list goes on. The Gates will do it. They will be able to pass their wealth down to the generations to come. And that's what you got to distinguish yourself. Do you want to deal with a man who wants to be hood rich, hot for a minute, but doesn't want to be able to pass that wealth down to the generations to come? That's what separates a man from a boy. A boy. Ladies, stop dealing with boys and start dealing with men who are about distinction, who are about her classical men, who are selective, and who are about building wealth instead of trying to be hood rich. Blowing thousands of dollars at the club does not make you wealthy. That makes you stupid. Buying drinks, buying the whole bar out does not make you wealthy. That makes you an idiot. Rolling around here in a $100,000 car on rims does not make you wealthy. That makes you a clown. Because if you really were smart, you know that as soon as that car leaves the lot, it's depreciating. And the more stuff you put on it, the more it's going to depreciate. But hood rich, pardon my expression, hood rich Negroes wouldn't know about that. But wealth, people of wealth and distinction do. So before we get on my little high horse, I'm going to say this. I'm not hating on my hood rich brothers. I'm not hating on my hood rich sisters. I'm not. Do you? Actually, I want you to be more successful. But I want you to use that money to better your family, to better the community, to better the world as a part. I want you to better everything around you and not just your selfish ass. Are you building a community center that's going to empower future black leaders? Are you sending more people to school? Are you giving more business opportunities to entrepreneurs so they can make money? That's wealth. It's being able to utilize your resources to bring in a collective and empower your brothers and sisters. That's wealth. How is the brother rolling around on 25, 26s in a freaking Maserati or Porsche uplifting his people? But ladies, you love that hood rich. You love them hood rich brothers. So I'll say this, I'm gonna get off right now. But over my time, I will say that just be selective. If you're selective about a man because of his height, his weight, his physical characteristics, his spiritual guidance, his education, then you should also be selective on his not only his finances, but his financial knowledge. If a brother can't tell you about a 401k and money market accounts, and CDs and simple IRAs, but but the nigga, but I'm saying it, but the nigga can tell you all about the new Versace and the Birkin bag and the Louis Vuitton shoes and all these different types of stuff there, then obviously there's a discord. There's a red flag. But it's up to you, just brothers and sisters, to recognize that. Let's go out here and be wealthy and not be rich, hood rich, all right? So that's my time, 924 Network, Rough, Rugged, and Raw. Hey, for all my haters out there, you
kiss
know,
my entire ass.
Exactly. To all my hood rich brothers out there, utilize that money. Utilize that money for the good instead of the damn evil that you're out there doing. That's my little quote for the night. All right? I love y'all. Love all my friends, families, and freaks. Please hit me up on Blog Talk Radio. Tell a friend. Tell many, many friends. Hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up on Blog Talk. You know, email me at the 924 Network Talk, and we'll make it do what it do. Only on the 924 Network. It's Dirty After Dark. It's your boy, Jay Flizzle, Jay Floyd. And you know what? I'll holla.
My mind's telling me no, but my body telling me yes, baby. I don't want to hurt nobody, but there.